diversity, diversity,
diversity. You have caused confusion.
Oh, trash is more.
Well, hello everyone. I don't usually comment on this, and this is an unscheduled video, a bit impromptu, but I had to talk about this because this is mental. I'm talking crazy mental, and I cannot believe it. It involves James Lindsay, and really somebody should check in on James if they're friends with him, because I do not know what has become of this man. The first thing I'll say is that I first learned of James Lindsay, who I don't think about very often, it has to be said, back in 2018 with the so-called Grievous Studies scandal. Well, back in those days, I wrote for a publication called Quillette, and I was asked to comment on this hoax that Lindsay did with two colleagues, where he'd managed to get a grievance paper accepted by an academic journal, a pretty low-ranking one. And then they revealed that actually they'd generated this bunch of kind of woke gobbledygook and managed to get it published, and it was a big kind of cause. Well, you'll see, I was one of the five academics who responded back then. And after that, I didn't really think about James Lindsay again, pretty much ever, because I don't think he's a very interesting thinker. I don't think he has anything of importance to say. I think he's a, you know, a containment vessel, to be honest, and you know, the worst source of midwit. But one day, back in 2022, I think it was, so just over 2 years ago, I woke up to find that myself, Aura McIntyre, all of our other friends had been blocked. The entire network of me and my buddies had been blocked by James Lindsay. And again, nobody really cared. But then what Lindsay started doing was screen capping stuff Aura McIntyre said by unblocking and then reblocking Aura McIntyre. And he kept on doing that little thing. So back then, I convened something called the Doom Panel on a legendary version of Cigar Stream. And we, for 4 hours, we looked into James Lindsay's books and basically tore apart his work for 4 hours and talked about the intellectual poverty of James Lindsay, who, frankly, has basically the worst response possible to wokery. All his ideas about where it comes from are wrong. And I don't need to go into all of that here. What I want, that's just a bit of background on my own history with James Lindsay, which is not great. I've never met him in real life. Don't want to. If I saw him, I would not shake his hand. But anyway, why have I made this video? You're not going to believe this, honestly. Watch until the end. Seriously, watch this until the end, because this is just a level of mental I did not think possible. James Lindsay has got this idea into his head that there's this evil organization known as the quote-unquote woke right, a phrase I've only heard uttered by trigonometry, Kissin from Trigonometry, another tedious fellow. But Lindsay started doing these tweet storms, and he's gone off the deep end in a way that is sad to see. I mean, as I just said, in my assessment, Lindsay was never more than a kind of low-ranking midwit, regurgitating half-remembered bits of classical liberalism, and he didn't even do that well. Don't forget, I come from a classical liberal libertarian background. I know that stuff inside and out. He was never good on basic liberal theory. you know, he's just a poor thinker in general. But anyway, let us get into the mental stuff that Lindsay has been saying. I'm going to read this in full so you get the full effect. He says, like all cults, the woke right have an inner circle of operators who actually control the cult and know its purposes. I do not know who those people are, but could venture some guesses. Charles Hayward is a clear possibility, but he's so dumb that he's probably just a tool. Okay, fair enough. On the woke right, given the lack of access to academia for the most part, there are only a few professors, Adrian Vermeule and Patrick Deneen are examples. They might be honest and earnest, Deneen or not, not calling Vermeule out, but he's Harvard, so lol. Many are in the media, though. It must be said that the recent, around 2 years ago, shift in voices at the Blaze represented a woke right takeover of part of that operation, perhaps most notably in the heavy promotion of Auron McIntyre, who is undoubtedly a fast track 2020 onwards woke right inner school adept. Oh, right. You know, he's talking about the Auron McIntyre who, you know, used to come on my channel and it still comes on this channel on occasion, who I'm buddies with and talk to all the time, who I've met in real life. He's talking about him as a kind of evil cabalist working in a woke right inner school adept. All right. Okay. Let's carry on. He says, let me make the point a little clearer for you regarding that last tweet. The woke right already has at least one major conservative media outlet, significantly but not totally under its control. They have openly celebrated that Carl Schmittians run the show there now. Beyond that, there's a well-developed and well-funded network of activists in the woke right inner school that are doing a variety of activities in building a parallel economy, which runs in parallel to what many conservatives have recognized need to do in the last few years. All right, okay. I mean, what's he got in mind? Is he talking about, like, again, a mutual friend of me and Auron, Charlemagne, buying a ranch and, you know, living off the grid? I mean, what the hell is he talking about? Is he talking about Pete Quinones? Trying to, like... I just don't understand what he's even talking about. And I mean, well funded. I mean, we've seen who the well funded people are and what they're up to, James. Your friends are doing this. Anyway, I'm going to continue with this because it gets more mental. I'm just going to carry on with this. These people are organized and funded and are strategically targeting geographical areas to begin to consolidate power and initiate a plan called regionalism. Yeah, regionalism, what Jeff Flake has been talking about on the National Review podcast with bloody Charles Cook and, you know, all the rest of Jonah Goldberg for the past 20 years, James. Initiate a plan called quote-unquote regionalism, which is, this guy is just so stupid. I'm going to carry on because it gets weirder. This gets weirder and weirder the more of it you read, which is ultimately a WEF / globalist plan. All right, okay. I don't know if they're not participating knowingly. Probably not. They are targeting churches, grassroots organizations, and local level, sometimes state level politics, and running the same kinds of wedge strategies typical of cults, wokes, and jihadis, small numbers, lie and integrate, medium numbers, leveraged to gain seats, big rule. You know, James, you could have just read James Burnham like everybody else back in 2018. You could have just picked up Populist Illusion, read a bit of Elite Theory, and understood that all politics works with an organized minority. It's not some like big, massive global conspiracy with shadowy rooms. Just any sort of organization at all requires an organized minority. And, you know, localism or regionalism is just one of many strategies to fight back against the powers that be. But for James, this is like almost like a QAnon level conspiracy that's going on. Let's carry on. Operation Michael. Okay, here we go. Operation Michael is designed to undermine the anti-woke right. Incidentally, the anti-woke right is him, Jordan Peterson, trigonometry. This is the anti-woke right, okay? He says, it's a damn shame that Trump has been pulled into this, probably on deliberately bad advice. It's already a live, active measure now and mostly unstoppable. Here's how it works. Most Americans, even Catholics, don't know anything about Archangel Michael, except in a very vague sense. I grew up Catholic. Michaelmas was not a thing ever with any Catholic I knew. I'll just mention that I knew some Catholics when I was at Oxford, and I knew about Michaelmas, and I'm not Catholic. So what the hell is he talking about? They were trying to persuade me to go, I remember one year. Anyway, so now Michael idolatry will be a big thing for our side, and the theosophists will fill in the details of what it means for most broadly ignorant Americans to mislead Christians further, particularly towards war and violence. Okay. And well-known Catholic Aaron McIntyre is doing this, is he? I mean, what's he even talking about? Meanwhile, since it's a dialectical attack, I mean, I should have mentioned earlier, Aaron McIntyre is not in the same network as Adrian Vermeule and Patrick Deneen. These people have different philosophies, but of course, James Lindsay is not smart enough to, or maybe he is smart enough and he's just deliberately doing this to mislead his followers or something. But judging by the quality of these posts, I don't think so. Meanwhile, since it's a dialectical attack, the left will use to characterize Trump as a religious warlord type, fitting the worst of the Operation Christian Nationalism motifs. Because of the left-right dialectic in play in the op, we'll all be forced to take a side or dip out into irrelevance with respect to the op. Okay. Interesting. I mean, on Christian nationalism, I wrote a piece for Chronicles at the invite of Paul Gottfried and others, basically saying that I think Christian nationalism is destined to fail. And as far as I know, the people associated with Christian nationalism, like Andrew Tauber or Nick Fuentes, say, have nothing to do whatsoever with Aaron McIntyre or any of my buddies or anyone else that he's talked about or Charles Hayward. I mean, this is mental. These people are just, I mean, even if there is this operation, which I doubt, the people he's fingering aren't involved in it. Meanwhile, since it's a dialectical attack, the left will use it to characterize Trump as a religious warlord type. Okay, so we did this bit. Theosophists have a very particular and evil interpretation of Michael as the bringer of the new age and the driver of human evolution, which they explicitly seek to control. This is getting good now. He is the bridge and the mediator for them between the figures of Christ, Lucifer, and the Zoroastrian demon of chaos and division, Arimian, whom they regard as equally sacred parts of a triune whole. The spiritualism of this occult religion is already completely infused in your children's schools through social emotional learning, which came from the Fetzer Institute. The Fetzer Institute is an occult theosophical non-profit based upon channeling and summoning Michael in order to bring in the next spiritual age of humanity, Aquarius. They say so explicitly. Elements of this view will be sprinkled in various subtle ways, never openly invoking Lucifer or Ahriman, but only their positive seeming attributes to ensnare good believing Christians. This is serious. The cult that controls the world and the left believes in this occult religion and will certainly co-opt the right into a dialectical foil version and partial spiritual contamination. It's also covered over with the fingerprints of a counterintelligence operation we should be very slow to trust. We need to be more careful. We should also find out who fed this idea to Trump and to expose the bad actors and dangerous fools in his circle. This is no coincidence. And there's the emblem of the Archangel Michael used for this institute he's talking about. Oh, dear God. We've moved a long way from, ooh, I don't like the fact that Arrow McIntyre's on the blaze for reading a bit of Carl Schmitt, to this. I mean, what the flying, what is this? This is the sort of thing I'd expect to find on like QAnon level BitChute or something. It's just like, this is mental. So I had to share that with you because it just goes to show that when liberals or people who declare themselves, you know, the centrists, oh, we're the liberal centrists. I remember my run-ins with Adam and Sitch when he took on my buddy distributist, Dave Green. You know, he read Patrick Deneen, by the way. Maybe Dave Green is part of the evil cult of the Archangel Michael because, you know, he's read a few G.K. Chesterton books. You know, and, you know, we've met in smoky rooms, believe it or not. Me and Dave Green and Aaron McIntyre actually sat down and smoked cigars once. Those are the smoky rooms, James. It's happening. And I tell you, summoning the Archangel Michael didn't come up once. But anyway, I remember with my run-ins with Adam and Sitch and Dave Green's run-ins with them as well, their minds melted when they came into contact with authentic anti-liberal, anti-democratic ideas like the ones that I talk about on this channel, like Dave has talked about, like Aaron has talked about, you know, genuine, like elite theory, all the stuff I talk about on this channel and all the stuff my buddies have talked about as well, just fries their brains. And some people just cannot deal with it. And I don't want to relive all those old dramas. Now we've got this new wave of you know, attacks on the quote-unquote woke right. I mean, what does that even mean? Woke right basically just means you're based. The based right is the correct phrasing. Woke right just basically means you're not a regime stooge when it comes to foreign policy. You're critical of, you know, American neocon foreign policy. You're not up for the forever wars. You're not up for Ukraine. You're not up for British people or Americans dying for Israel, blah, blah, blah. You know what it means ultimately. Being based means you actually notice hard truths about the world that are impossible not to notice. Okay, I'll just put it that way. And whatever those truths are, not just sex differences and gender differences, which James Lindsay's happy to talk about, but also differences between groups of people that persist over and over again. Here's a picture of Haiti I saw earlier on, for example. So, you know, that this is a kind of pathetic smear attempt. But it's interesting, isn't it, that it's fried his brain to this extent that he now sounds like a kind of Q-level conspiratard. This is where James Lindsay is in 2024. I have to be honest, I couldn't have predicted that he would take this trajectory, to be honest. But then again, I couldn't have predicted that a few years ago that Jordan Peterson would be dressed up as Harvey Two-Face, fucking, you know, kneeling down next to Russell Brand, leading the Lord's Prayer. I thought those were your friends, James. Anyway, I've ranted for enough, but honestly, I've always despised the, what do they call it? The IDW, the intellectual dark web. That was why I stopped writing for Quillette years ago, because they just didn't have the intellectual honesty to give a properly structural analysis of what is happening. And I remember the exact moment I stopped writing for Quillette. It was when I wanted to write a piece on Piers Morgan and where he stands in the system. And they just couldn't understand what I was saying, that actually Piers Morgan is not a friend. Piers Morgan works for the enemy. They couldn't get their head around that, because these people are thick as mints, all of them. And Lindsay, I mean, well, anyway, that'll do. Buy courses of the academic agency, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.